Welcome back. This week, we have a hot show going on. You're here with Scout Florida Radio, your co-host, Kelsey Dudley, and also your co-host, Tony Sands, is here on the mic with you today. We are celebrating our fourth week going, and we are getting bigger and bigger as the weeks come. Tony Sands, what's up, baby?
What's happening, Kelsey? It's been a long day. I've been bouncing from school to school just to give people some updates on what's going on at the high school level. We're going to touch into that. We'll touch into a hot topic that's been topic of discussion all day, all week. Ever since we went off the air last week, everybody's trying to get a piece of this topic to see, is it myth or is it fact? So we're going to let you guys come in on that. You're going to be able to comment on that, and we'll give you the call-in numbers to call in to comment on that. So here we go.
Ooh, sounds pretty hot. We got a hot topic for you. Stay tuned for the hype time. All right, fans, we have some hot high school going on this week here. I really want to say just in South Florida, period. There is some football. The pigskin is being played down here in South Florida right now. We have some hot local games going on between some top teams down here in South Florida, in Broward County, and then also in Dade County that we're going to get to. First, we want to start with Broward County. Starting off, we have Dillard High School facing off against Bord Anderson High School. It's the Cobras and the Panthers. How you feel about it?
And they're meeting up. With a game of that magnitude, they decided, guess what, it was BA's home game. BA decided, hey, we could probably sell more tickets if we move to Lockhart. So they moved that game to Lockhart to make sure that, hey, we can get as much money off this game because we're not competing with nobody. We're not competing with the University of Miami. We are not competing with Miami Central and Northwestern. So guess what? We have this night by ourselves. So if anyone want to come from Palm Beach or Miami to watch this game, to watch the magnitude of it, because this game is not only a game, but this game has district implications behind, and it's only a
three-team district,
and only two teams can go. So guess what? One team is going to be left behind. And you talk about a district, to me, that's probably the hottest district when you talk about Bord Anderson, Dillard, and Ely.
Three top teams in Broward County. Somebody's going fishing.
And it's going to be a long fishing trip.
Oh, man. Hey, with Dillard, Dillard's just coming off a tough loss to Cypress Bay. Now, Cypress Bay, and we, both Tony and I, we saw this game, was able to report on it and see this game close up. And Dillard is a powerful team. They have a very good running game. And they keep it on the ground with some big running backs. And those running backs in the running game is pretty much pushing the Dillard Panthers. But in that game, they kind of came out with a couple of problems. Tony, what problems did they come out with in that game that kind of may hinder them this week against BA?
They got to make sure. I see. And one thing I think that kind of turned the tides in that game a little bit probably was some of the turnovers that was made in that game. And if they can muster, hey, we got to hold on to the ball, because anytime you turn over the ball, it don't end out too good. Miami finding that out. I mean, and when you look at it, they'll turn the ball over, but they was able to pound the football at will. I mean, they ran up and down the field. It's just once they got in their red zone, they was able. They had a little problems. Now, I'm going to tell you, when I scouted the Bord Anderson Coconut Creek game, I scouted that game to the T. Creek, I think, could have stayed in that game a little closer if they would have continued to pound the ball. They pounded it on BA. They was able to run on BA. They just was not able to pass on BA. Now, when you're talking about Dillard's offense, Dillard offense is a pounder. When you look at, I think they're in the top two in the rushing in the county. When you talk about running backs like Otis Wright and you're talking about T-Mac, You're talking about two big backs
big
that's
going to
give you in the wing T, and I think Dola's running the best wing T here in the county.
I agree with that. And looking at them, they're a powerful, massive team. Their O line is massive. They're huge. And they were able, like you said, to move the ball very easily on Cypress Bay. But what we kind of found out and we saw with Dillon out there, they encountered some situations within that game that were new for them as a young team that's kind of trying to get back on the upper echelon with the top teams in Broward County. Just some areas in the game where Cypress Bay was being feisty, and Dillon had to step up and kind of challenge. It's gut check time.
I mean, Cypress Bay is young. So there was a bunch of young guys. Hey, here we are. We're playing the Mighty Dillon Panthers. We have nothing to lose here.
Correct.
We can take more chances than Dillard can, because guess what? If we lose to Dillard, no one says anything. Dillard lose to us, guess what? People speak. So there was a bunch of young, scrappy guys that decided, hey, we're going to go out and scrap. But I also saw some things in there with as far as the repping go. I saw some calls in there that I thought was a little controversial, and there's some controversy behind that game that speaks about that game and that came into play, some things that some rumors I heard from some of my sources. They're saying possibly some of the refs in the game had kids playing in the game. And I'm looking at one ref, he's just throwing flags, and I'm like, wow. And when it came and they said this guy had a son playing in the game, I said, that's got to be, if it ain't against the law, because I'm questioning the law against it, but it's got to be unethical.
That's definitely unethical, but down here in the South, we call that home field advantage. I mean, you know what? You got them way out there. They're definitely not going to say it. If it did go on, who are you going to ask? I mean, if they want to keep it to themselves and then they got chosen as a ref for that game, that I wouldn't doubt it. Put it that way. I wouldn't doubt it.
But me as a ref, that I would find that hard to ref a game, and I know the ethical rules behind it, to ref a game that my son is playing in, because I would feel, if I got to throw a flag and I'm trying to play this game honest, is my mind, my conscience going to play with me? I'm throwing flags here, and I know I shouldn't have. I saw it one time, and I'm telling you, I saw the running back actually jump, stop, reset, and Ivy Dog, they called the flag, so I'm saying, okay, this got to be against Cypress Bay. Guess what? It was against Dillon. And I'm like, wow, this is unbelievable. How do you, and come to find out, hey, that's possibly one of the refs' kids. I mean, I couldn't, it was hard for me to see that.
And like I said, Tony, I wouldn't doubt it. And I said that leading up to the week, I said once they head way out there, it's a lot of things that can happen way, way out there.
A lot of things happen.
And that's just not a place that you want to go when you're trying to get, you know, keep your winning streak and it's a funny little night. It was their homecoming. That's just a situation you just want to try to stay away from. Now, against BA, I think that, The injury situation with Dillard, safety Wayne Lyons, being out for a period of time may hurt them in the secondary. Now BA is a passing team. I gotta think they're gonna try to attack him in the secondary. What do you think?
Yeah, they're gonna try to attack that area from wherever he missed, wherever he was missing at the safety, whether it be the free or the strong. If he was missing for the strong, you better believe we're gonna put that guy in the slot and we're gonna test him. If you notice, Cypress Bay tested it. Soon as he went out, he brought in the young guy, and guess what? We're going at him. We're going to see where his heart at. And I think when they went at him, they scored. They scored on the post.
Definitely.
So I'm telling you, I know they're going to go at it, and I know the guys over at Dillard, Manny, I know Manny, Coach Martin is preparing his team that, hey, they're going to come after this area. But we're going to let them know that, hey, just as much as you come after that area and think it's going to be a plus to you, it might be a negative to you because we might have someone sitting there that might be ready to play that position.
Yeah, they got to be ready, folks. And it's gonna be a barn burner, folks. So that game will be held at Lockhart Stadium, 7 p.m. on Saturday. Be there with your alumni gear on and everything ready. I'm telling you, it will be a close game, Tony. You can throw out the records. That's two teams that it's in both of their backyards. You can throw out the records. They're going to be scrapping.
And in this game, you have no home field advantage. You did decide, I guess, that they will play over at Lockhart. So that throws out the window of home field advantage. Hey, Dillard plays there. Dillard had played there for years as it being their home team.
Neutral field.
So it's a neutral field. Both kids played on it. Hey, let's strap it up. Let's see who come out victorious. And I think that's what's going to happen. Don't think that the coaching staff over at BA ain't watching the same tape. I know they're going to be ready to go, but I'm gonna go out on a limb. And, you know, I love going out on a limb because sometimes you go out on these limbs and they don't break. Sometimes you go out on them and they break.
Limb broke last week. It broke last week.
I think a couple broke. I mean, when I went to falling, it looked like I took a couple branches with me. And I fell a couple times and took a couple branches with me, but I was able to rebound. And I think I'm going out on a limb this week, and I don't think BA will be able to stop the run. And I'm going with the Dillard Panthers victorious in this game.
I'm going to have to reserve my prediction for later in the show. I don't think I can do it right now. I'm going to have to come back to that. I need to mull that one over a little bit. Think about that one a little bit and come back to it.
It's either you going with Dillard or you going with BA. You can't. What is there to mold them? I mean, you mean to tell me between now and at the end of the show, you'll have an answer because you don't, what, somebody's going to call you and say, okay, the bettors in Vegas said, go with BA.
All right. I got Boyd Anderson. Boyd Anderson High School is my pick this week. I take Boyd Anderson close. It's going to be close. Fourth quarter, maybe pull it out. I can't say a field goal, maybe something late, fumble, interception, something like that. I just think it's going to be close in a dogfight. So as that happens, then we'll be able to do that. Let's go on to one of the other games that happened here in Broward County. Big game on last Friday night. St. Thomas Aquinas Raiders battled off against the Camden County High School football team where they came all the way down here and the place was packed, Tony. It was packed. Camden County brought a lot of fans down. They had buses all over the place. But I think that somehow they stayed on the bus and they didn't get off, at least for the first half, until maybe they woke up and said, I think now we're in South Florida. Maybe we got to play.
Now, but I'm going to tell you, and I know, man, Kelsey, we were in the parking lot and we were going at it about this, about the difference in opinions on how this game went. I'm clearly saying I think the game at some point was probably a little tense, but St. Thomas, with the power they had, was able to pull it out. I think some turnovers happening. Here I go again saying turnovers would kill you. They had crucial turnovers going into the red zone to score. They had crucial turnovers. I think it came to St. Thomas, if you notice, I thought still could have ran the ball a lot, but they abandoned the run. And they went straight with the pass to say, hey, you know what? We're going to use the two receivers that we got. We got one. It's going to the University of Miami, Philip Dorsett. And we got Mr. Green that's going to Florida State. And I guess they said, guess what? If we're going to win this, we're going to go on the backs of our quarterback who set a record in that game. And the two big boys, the two big time receivers that we have, we're going to live and die with them. And that's what they did.
And I would agree. You got to dance with who you brought to the dance. If you brought those two players, and they are players, folks. If you haven't seen Philip Dorsett and Rashad Green, two receivers, wonderful receivers for St. Thomas Aquinas, and we cannot leave out the quarterback Ruddock. He is a player. He's very accurate. And I noticed that in us watching him during that game. That was something I may have left out about this kid. He's very accurate, and those receivers, they just have a potent passing attack, and I think it's going to be a big problem for teams down here in South Florida, and as St. Thomas enters into the playoff schedule, in that they're going to have to find a way to defend not one but two receivers.
But I'm looking at Camden County, and I know they scouted what St. Thomas did out in Dallas.
Right.
And I seen Dorsett run that same route. Catched it, take it to the end zone. How do I come out? And I say, guess what? I'm going to play these guys man to man. You burn me one time. Okay. You
same
got
on me.
And I think it was 3rd and 15. And they went man to man. I guess they said, guess what? We coming from Georgia and we're able to play you guys man to man. And guess what? that same philosophy, sent them all the way back to Georgia on the highway. Because now you got to think, it took me 30 minutes to get out of the garage. It was just that packed. And I'm watching these guys, and I'm looking at it, and I'm saying, first of all, I said, and I'm going to go back a little bit. As I'm sitting there, and I see this Camden County team come out.
How did they look?
I'm saying to myself, wait a minute, hold up. Now, I watched Evie play Central, and Central just manhandled Evie, 50-some points. How in the heck? I mean, how in the heck did Central let this team that I'm seeing walk out beat them? And I think when they walked out, a lot of the fans were looking like, huh, what? That's what we finna play? Oh, this is a cakewalk. And but I said, if St. Thomas got up 2 points, got up 2 touchdowns on them, it was going to be all over, because now guess what? Camden County got to come out of that wing tee, and they got to try to pass something that they're not comfortable with.
And I think we both sat in the stands and said that to ourselves. Who is the little dwarf team that got off the buses expecting to come in here and beat the dominant St. Thomas Aquinas at their home field? And, I mean.
Now, that's a David and Goliath.
Yeah, that was a David and Goliath, definitely. And we said it was. It kind of played out like that, I believe.
But guess what? The Rock missed. The Rock missed.
It missed.
And David got to go back and get a little sharper with The Rock, because it totally missed.
I agree. I would hope those ratings drop Camden County very low in the national ratings, because I just don't see that team belonging up there with the Centrals and St. Thomas.
But that's why I say that's I just don't see it. That's why I'm looking at these ratings, and I'm saying, how are we rating these teams? Who's rating them? That to make this the way you say. First of all, when we went into this game, Camden County was rated ahead of St. Thomas. So I'm trying to figure out. You look at this Camden County team. You look at this St. Thomas team. Who rated them? How did the, I mean, this guy couldn't have played no football.
That's what I was just getting ready to say.
They can't be no football.
That's what I was just getting ready
to say. These book guys. I mean, and you got a lot of those that think they're experts because they read a lot of books.
You hit it right on the head. That's what I was going to say. It can't be any experts or anyone that has followed these teams, done in-depth studies of these teams, and watched them play. It can't be.
And I'm saying to myself, Central, what went wrong? And I think what went wrong was, okay, here we are, Central. We're really not used to traveling outside the state. Okay?
Yeah.
We're not used to, and we just now getting used to this powerhouse thing that they're saying about us all around the country. They wasn't used to traveling. They not used to all this media attention. St. Thomas, Northwestern, these guys that's used to this media attention. We go on the road with all the other distractions. We don't have a lot of our fans, and I think that got to them a little bit because they played a game that wasn't there, because I thought when I saw them that their special teams were nice, and I said that.
Right.
That's going to be the difference between them and a lot of the other inner-city schools that I see, is that they don't have good special teams. They don't have it. And I said to myself, okay, Central has that, and that's what's going to give them over the top. But that came back to bite them. I couldn't understand that.
And I think a lot of those points that you made are very right on, in that they were a little bit out of their element. And I can understand that. Early game in the season, you know, you're getting a lot of media attention. And then you kind of overlook some things and overlook the details. But they fought, and they were in there with that. We'll see. We'll see. And we get a close-up look this week, and I'm glad you brought that up, because that segues us into one of the top battles this week in Dade County. Miami Central Rockets facing off against the Northwestern Bulls.
Wow.
Now, fans, before we lead into this, I want you to definitely call in, because we want to hear from you out there. We want to hear from you on these topics and on this situation of this big game coming up in Dade County. Me and Tony will be there. We got to find out if you're going to be there, okay? Call in. The number is 530-413-4515. Or you can call in at 415-287-0074. Again, that's 415-287-0074. 877-287-0074. All right, we have this battle that's going on this week. I can't wait. I cannot wait. This will be one of the first times that I get to see this battle close up, and it's going to be held at FIU Stadium, way, way, way down south. And I mean, this is Clash of the Titans at its best, Tony. What do you think?
I mean, this is a game I've waited on from the day that I saw Central play. I was waiting on this game, and I had heard, like I told you, I had heard some people saying, well, guess what? This game is on Saturday. And if you play this game on Saturday, you won't be able to go to both games. You won't be able to go to both games. So now, check it out. If they go to this game on Saturday, that means we won't be able to catch the BA or Dilla, or we won't be able to catch the Central and Northwestern. We had to flip a toss. As I'm sitting at the game, I'm saying, okay, guess what? Where do we go? Who do we go scout? We scouted Boyd Anderson. We scouted Dilla. We got to go see Northwestern will be the only team that we were not able to see. So we're going to Dade County, and we have made that decision. We're going to Dade. But come to find out, guess what? That's not even a question because they play on opposite dates. And that made that even better. Now we can go and scout both games, and people from Broward can go to Dade if they decide that they want to see the Central game. Then people from Broward said, hey, we want to go to the Central game. They want to see that class of the Titans. So I'm waiting on this game because guess what? Now we get a chance to see Cato and the Teddy Man. What do you think about that matchup?
And by the Teddy Man, I know you mean they call him the doctor. That's Teddy Bridgewater fans. And they say he does nothing but surgery all night long. You can come into the doctor's office. He has a top receiver, Eli Rogers, that's already committed to UM. And they have a top passing attack where they're going to try to take advantage of Central in the secondary. But Central has a very good secondary themselves. So as we've been alluding to with the earlier games, I think that this week, key for this week is turnovers. Turnovers will decide these big games this week. And that is the main thing, in that those turnovers are going to play into field position and also special teams. So special teams has to be a point of emphasis for both of these coaches this week, Coach Billy Roll and Coach Lockett at Central. They have to be a key of emphasis. Also, holding on to the football, especially in the red zone. Not making turnovers in the red zone are going to be big, because I think a game of this magnitude only lends so much to Ole Moe. And when I say Ole Moe, I'm talking about momentum, okay? And the team that's going to have that momentum early and often, I'm telling you, is going to factor on their side, and it will keep them moving. So that team, both teams need to make sure that they are focusing on those two areas, special teams, and the turnover game is going to loom big here.
And I'm telling you, as you talk about special teams, I still go back to Central with the good special teams because I love their kicker. The kicker I love. And I think, like you said, it's going to come down to a point of attack to where you're saying, Central, here we are in the fourth quarter. We are 2-point difference between this game. I think this kicker comes in and becomes the hero in Dade County for a night. He will be up there with the upper echelons, such as the Harris and the Teddy Bridgewater. I think he's going to get up there with them, and he's going to say, hey, I can share this same platform with these guys, and you will see what time it is. I'm going to play with these guys. I'm going to win this game, and I think that's what's going to happen.
And I want to see these two quarterbacks face off. Rakeem Cato, who is a top quarterback that I think been flying under the radar for Miami Central. This kid has been lighting it up. And Central only puts up 40 or better. And I don't see any changes. I don't see this being a defensive matchup. I'm going to tell you right now, I see fireworks shooting off all over this stadium. However many footballs they can get on the field, that's how many will be flying around. Because I think that Teddy Bridgewater and Rakeem Cato are out to prove who is the best signal caller in Dade County. And I think this matchup will show who that best signal caller is. I don't know who that may be right now. Looking at stats, they're going, you know, tit for tat.
Come on, man. Who you going with? Who you going to go with? Who you going to go with? Let's cut the chase.
Here we
go. People want to know, who are you going to go with in this game? We talked about it enough. They want to know, who we going with?
Okay, so the people want to know. The people want to know. You want to know? Here you go. You want the truth? Here it goes.
You can't handle the truth.
Well, here it goes, whether they're ready or not. I'm going with Rakeem Cato. I like this kid. He's smooth as silk. I like him. He's very on time with his passing game. He's very in sync with his receivers, especially his top receiver, Tommy Shuler. And then they got a X-Factor, and I know you love this X-Factor. His name is Charles Gaines Jr. And I think he will and often, folks. I'm telling you, Tony, I think that's the way it's going to go, and that's my pick. What do you got?
I mean, I think in this week, we're going to agree. We're going to agree, folks. We're going to agree because I don't see myself. It's tough. I'm going to go with Central. I don't see myself going with the West. I think this is where Miami Central crowned themselves the king of Dade County. Wade, move over. This is the king. It's truly coming, and it's going to be Miami Central that's going to take this game and crown themselves the bad boys of Dade County.
Hey, and I think it's definitely going to happen that way. Call us, call in and tell us what you think. 530-413-4515. Again, that number is 530-413-4515. Or you can call in 415-287-0074. We are coming up to one of our top times. We call it the hype time, where we can hit this topic and get it all down. But we're going to get ready here momentarily to go to break. And once we come back out of break, then we're going to let you know about this topic, and we're going to get it going here with our fans and see what they think about this topic. I even think our producers are waiting on this topic.
It's sizzling. It's a sizzling topic. So we're going to be at the top of the hour when we come back from this commercial break. We're going to go ahead and get it started. So, we're going to go to the commercial breaks. We're going to get ready, and everybody out there get ready, and let's go.
Ladies, whether you're trying to look good for that special someone, or you're Miss Independent and you just want to look good for yourself, listen, you need to scratch where you've been going, because Sensational is where you need to be. Where they specialize in shortcuts, weaves, sew-ins, and wraps, and so forth. At Sensational Beauty Salon, it's guaranteed that they'll have you looking. For an appointment, call 954-786-3997. That's 954-786-3997. Located at 801 South Dixie Highway, Suite 5 in Cypress. Commercial brought to you by Focus and Dirty Beat.
Status, being there it run? Can it catch? Can it throw? Are you ready? Are you ready? Do it got quick feet? Can it move? Can it go? Are you ready? Are you ready? Can it run? Can it catch? Can it throw? Are you ready? Are you ready? Do it got quick feet? Can it move? Can it go? Hey, do we got that UM swag? Hey, do we got that UM swag?
All right, we back, fans. I hope you loved it. Okay, commercials, make sure you contact me and Tony here at the station, or you can reach us on scoutflorida.com or getsensational.com for any commercial information. That's right, to get your information all put together on commercial here on Scout Florida Radio. Let's get going here with the topic. Tony Sands, what do we have for our hot topic tonight, baby? Let us know. Let me in.
Hot topic. You know, I was sitting around in the beauty salon, and I'm sitting around, you know, getting my hair done up because I'm ready to hit the town. I got a special event that I had to be to. And I'm sitting in, and one of the ladies said, you know what? You guys talk about a lot of things, but this is a topic of discussion that I would like to know. And she stated, why when black athletes hit their payday, they migrate toward white women? And I'm looking at her and I'm saying, do you really? Can you handle the truth? Is what I'm asking. And I don't think she was ready for what I was ready to dish out. So I told her, you know what? I'm not going to give you the answer to that. You listen on Wednesday, and we're going to give you some of the answers to this topic, because I know you want to know, and I know you're ready to know, but you can't get the answer until Wednesday.
And so you're saying that, is it a myth that black athletes are moving or running or drawing in or just outright going and choosing, saying, excuse me, and tapping the young black lady on the shoulder and saying, can you get that white woman for me? The black athletes are saying that with the white women there?
It's not happening like that. It's not happening like that at all. You know, it happens sometimes is if I'm in a geographical area,
right?
If I'm in a geographical area, because I took a survey on this question today, just to get an answer. And I came up with a lot of different answers. They said sometimes it happened geographically. You got to figure the majority of these athletes that are big time athletes, okay, they tend to go to the D1 programs. The D1 program produces great athletes, goes on to the pros.
Okay.
But being that I went to a D1, you went to a D1.
Uh-huh.
There's very small minorities at D1.
Correct.
Outside of the athletes, a couple of locals, not too many from the farm. And when you go out to events, this is what you see. When you look at the movie, he got game. You clearly hear Rick Fox say what? Mm-mm. You got to get you one of these white girls. They're going to iron your clothes, and they're going to let you drive their daddy BMWs. Now, I didn't say it. When you look at the movie, Rick Fox said it.
And so you're saying that these white women are putting themselves in a better situation than our black women when it comes to athletes, because at these Division I schools, the race numbers, the ratio of these race numbers are so off in that, well, I mean, when the athletes come out of the locker room, I guess what are they seeing?
This is what becomes the norm. This is not unnormal. This is the norm. So I'm in the norm. So I mean, if this is what I'm around,
right?
If I like peanut butter and jelly, and that's all I'm around, that's all in my cupboard at the home. Guess what? If I didn't think I like peanut butter and jelly, I start eating what? Peanut butter and jelly. Because that's what's around me. And I think when they go out, you know, we both been out to some of these events. You may find some of the black women, all, you know, they're in the corner and they're saying, you know what, guess what? We're going to stay over here. They going to come to us. Who they think they is. Now, white women, they tend to migrate a lot. They're more open to conversation. They like to speak.
More outgoing, okay.
And they put themselves in better situation when it comes to playing the cards.
Okay, and since this is a football show, and you and I were talking, and we kind of related it back to X's and O's in sports, can we say that the white women have a better game plan than the black women? And bringing in these black athletes, are they doing their homework in bringing in these black athletes? And that's what we're seeing when they're doing their interviews, when they're doing their commercials, when we see them in a crowd after the game. Is that the reason? Because their game plan is just so much better?
I'm not saying that their game plan is better. I think they put themselves in better position. I always say that. It's like basketball. Sometimes you don't have to be the best basketball player on the team, but if you put yourself in the best post-up position, man, you separate yourself. You make yourself better. The Miami Heat put themselves in a better position when they was able to go get all three. That's what I'm talking about. I think these young ladies, I think they put themselves in a better position. I think when you look at Chick Mins is the All-Star and the Pro Bowl and the Super Bowl, all three of these events. I think they prepare themselves that, hey, we're going to fly to these events.
Uh-huh.
Because at these events are the people that we want to be around. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're correct.
And so they probably save their money and they say, you know what? I'm going to save my money for these events, and I'm going to put myself in that position. Now, you know, not to say that any other thing is better, but I'm saying they put themselves, I think, in better position because they are in the arena. You got to be in the arena in order to play.
Yes.
You can't be outside the box and say, you know what, I don't want to play. I want to win something in the box, but I'm standing on the outside. That's not going to happen. I mean, it's not.
And I think that it's the truth. It is the truth, and that's what we see so many times. Now, you know, there's a lot of examples that we can give, and callers, I want you to call in and give some of your feedback on this. The number is 530-413-4515 and 415-287-0074. And just having that opportunity of being at a D1 school and I guess coming out of the locker room, I know what I saw coming out of the locker room. And I know what I see going to these events today as we go around to different events. And, I mean, I don't think that it's that the black women are not capable or the white women are just so more capable, but it's just, like you said, putting themselves in a position to be successful. And, I mean, I can further touch on it. I'll go ahead and say it. I have a young female cousin that she, you know, she wouldn't mind, okay, running into an athlete. And she attempted the same, to try to be with an athlete and putting herself in that arena. But she just wasn't, let's say I had to coach her up a little bit.
She wasn't groomed.
She was missing the game plan. Her game plan
was
not together. So as it played out, she wasn't able to get the prize. So we can say she got into the red zone and fumbled.
Either she got into the red zone and fumbled, or her offense stalled.
One or the other. I agree.
One of the two.
One or the other.
You got to be able to play this game because it is a game.
Yes.
If you're not capable, if you haven't had great coaching. Now, listen to what I said. If you haven't had great coaching, some of these young ladies have great coaching. What I mean by coaching, their parents are great.
Uh-huh.
Their parents say, hey, you know what? I'm going to coach you up on how to get the prize. And I think they coach them up and tell them, hey, You can't be stuck up and you planning on. Because guess what? Now, here I am. I'm a multimillionaire.
Uh-huh.
I'm making $100 million. My patience is going to be a little short.
Patience for what?
The foolishness is going to be a little short. It's just like when I was when I had peanuts, that's all I had. But when I was able to turn peanuts into peanut butter, then I could mix with the jam. You understand what I'm saying? And make that peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Top jelly, huh? You can make top jelly. There's Smuckers out there, fans. There's Smuckers and top jelly. But and you're right. You're so right. In the game plan of some of these white women, they're looking for the dollar signs. Tony, they're looking for the dollar signs. They know they can read all of this information about the contracts at the NFL level, the amount of endorsements that some of these college kids are going to get coming out. For example, let's take Reggie Bush, okay? Reggie Bush as an example. Reggie Bush had a shoe deal and almost finished his deal with Nike, setting up his contract with Nike, or Adidas, before he had signed the NFL contract. Now that's just endorsements. And you can see, it's all noted. We know that Reggie was out there messing with Kim Kardashian, and they're still kind of, you know, probably messing around.
Better not tell Miles Austin that. Better not tell Miles Austin that.
So what we hear. But hey, you know like I know. But Reggie he was an icon, Tony, before he got to the NFL. He was already an icon. And he came from Southern California. Are you telling me that this kid didn't have all of those women already at his feet? There's no way.
I mean, when you look at it, You say to yourself, okay, I'm setting myself up to be successful. And with success comes magnets. Come magnets now. Understand what I'm saying? They come around and they say, you know what? Hey, I want to hang around this person. Because this person is going places and I may be able to hang around him and my opportunity may come. So, they'll be in that circle. All of a sudden, conversation strikes. They start talking about some of the similar things. Because this person, I say, come coached up. Because when you look at an arena. Take, for instance, the Dolphins. Okay? Take the Dolphins.
Uh-huh.
And when you look at an arena, we must say, we don't see that many of us.
Right.
We don't see that many of us. I mean, let's be real here. You see, and when you look at the college games, look at a college game if you really have it. And see how many you see of us.
A UM game? Are you saying a UM game?
I mean, you're still going to see more. You're going to see some of us, a lot more of us, because it's an inner city type of program. But the majority, not going to be us. And that's just a given fact. So, guess what? So, now when you see everything you see in the audience when you're looking up, what do you see? When you walk out of the locker room, what do you see? When you go to class, what do you see? So now, does it boil down to my vision starts to change as my success starts to rise?
Yes, I would have to say it does. And look at a kid here, another example. Mark Ingram at Alabama.
Oh, roll them tie.
Division I school, as we said. Number one ranked school. We know what the ethnic and racial ratios are there at this school. There's not many of us. This kid has already won the Heisman. And this kid has another year to win the Heisman. And what I want to know is that, do you think this kid does not have women at his feet? I mean, they have to be there. They have to be there.
Of course they're there. I mean, you're talking about a guy that potentially can make millions of dollars. Okay? He can make millions of dollars. When the millions of dollars come in, Wow, what happens? With millions of dollars, people want to be around. I stated that. They want to be there with Mark Eagle. They want to ride when the media and the cameras are on Mark Eagle. Guess what? They're on me. Whether I'm in the background or where I'm standing next to the side of it, and the average one will want to be on the side of it. So that tells you that guess what? Baby, I got to be in the arena. I'm going to wazzle and dazzle. I'm going to say, you know what? Baby, let me iron your shirt. I know you going out to the club, but let me iron your shirt. Now, you go out to the club, you have a good time, and I'll see you when you get home. Now, on the other hand, let me iron your shirt because I'm going with you. Might be another topic of discussion. Now, I'm just throwing it out there.
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. She's going. She's going. If you tell me like that, you're going. Let's go.
I mean, you know, and that's what I'm saying. You know, you got to figure, here I am a millionaire. You know, and like I said, I want my patience as my digits become larger. My patience becomes smaller. So now, do I want to deal with the controversy?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. Call us. Call in. Definitely, we want to hear from you. I got a couple of friends out there. Facebook, my Facebook friends, call in, baby, because I want to hear from you. This is your opportunity. Stand up and be heard. 530-413-4515, or you can call 415-287-0074. Again, that's 415-287-0074. AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, it doesn't matter. Call in, even if it's a Metro PCS.
Yes, baby, give us the
call in, because we want to know. And, Tony, I have a daughter. And as I alluded to earlier, you know, I have a younger cousin, and she's listening right now. She's listening right now. That's, you know, she's kind of been through this topic here a little bit. And having my daughter, I'm going to tell you as a parent that I'm not going to let my daughter go out there with a bad game plan.
So you're saying,
at least let's say this way. She won't be going out there with bells and whistles on, saying that, holding up a sign, I'm looking for Reggie Bush, I'm looking for Mark Ingram, do you know where they are? But I'm saying that if they, or it so happens that she gets into their arena, then, if approached, she will have the game plan to definitely be successful. I mean, that's what I think I should, or I owe to her as a parent. I mean, I'm trying to make her successful, right?
I mean, yeah, you're saying, okay, hey, just like you said, I send you to college to be successful. Right. I send you to get an education to be successful. Now, I want you to put all those together. Put them in a bowl and say, you know what? Poof, I'm successful, so now I have the tools that it takes
right
to go out here and make my relationship life a lot better. I have a daughter. And I have a daughter also. But I say to myself, I don't want my daughter dating an athlete.
Right.
I don't. Rather it be black or white, I don't want to date an athlete. I think what comes with that money comes problems. That is certain people, some people say, you know what? Some people say, oh, why was the man above send me one of them? Sometimes the man above don't send you one of them because you can't handle one of them. And that's why you don't get one of them. You don't get that payday because you can't handle what comes with that payday.
Understandable. Understandable. Now, are you saying that you're going to, you don't want her to be with an athlete? Right. But as you know, we go off to these schools and things like this. We can't be on top of them day in, day out, 24/7. Are you saying that if it so happens that she by some chances put herself in that arena or somehow they have approached her, you want her in her understanding of feeling that, baby, I want you to fail. Because I don't want you with one of those athletes.
At that point, I will tell her. Now, this is what comes with that territory.
Right.
Understand this. There might be plenty of lonely nights. There might be crying days. There might be lonesome days. But understand, that this is what comes with the territory. Now, if you're willing to handle what comes with this territory, then, hey, be my guest. But never say, no one ever told you. And that's what I'm saying.
Right, right. And you're definitely right. I tend to think that football players aren't as bad as basketball players because, you know, they go on these week trips and 2 week trips and they're, you know, they play games every night and, you know, but, you know, that depends on how you look at it. But again, it's an athlete. It's an athlete where it's proven. We just went through the situation with Tiger. We see what he has. We know what Charles Barkley, we know what he has. He has white folks. If you did not know, we know that Michael Jordan, was.
And she got, wait, hold on. Now we're not going to throw her, down. We're not going to throw Michael Jordan wife in this because she got mega paid. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think that was the largest amount of money given in a divorce ever.
Juanita got whole cold hard cash. So we know we can't say Juanita.
I think she got,
Juanita is someone that didn't have a game plan because she was the first. She was the first.
She created this thing called celebrity wife.
Yeah, she created this thing, and I like to say that. Then you look at Magic's wife.
Well, Cookie,
I mean, is a trooper. Cookie, and Juanita go into the same category.
I said Cookie.
They had a good game plan, Tony.
I mean, their game plans were good, but I wouldn't put Juanita and Cookie in the. I would never do that. I myself couldn't do it.
No, I
couldn't. Cookie took a lot.
Oh, Cookie. Took
and she's
a lot.
Still at back, and she's still there.
Cookie took
now Juanita, she took as much as she could and said, you know what? Give me the money, and I'm out of here.
Give me the money.
I mean, so I'm not going to put them in the category. I mean, the game plan was great because, like I said, they invented this thing called celebrity wife.
Right.
But I'm not going to put them in the same category because I look at Cookie and I see a true strong. I'm not saying that Juanita wasn't, but I'm saying Cookie stuck by far the most. I mean, and there are some black women. That's why I'm going to tip my hat to them. There are some black women, you know, because they, you know, I heard a lot of today, but they don't stand by it. I see that different. I say, when you look at this myth of fact, and that's what I stated, is it myth of fact? And I wanted people to call in and say, is it myth of fact? And I think it's more myth. Because when you look at, I think it's a generational gap thing. When you look at guys of our age and older,
right?
It was, you know, you didn't see it as prevalent. But now when you look at this generation, I think when the barrier line has been broken, what I mean by being broken is that there's no, these guys now, they don't see color.
Right.
They don't see color.
They don't see color a lot more.
So that's even making it more prevalent. And then you, it's not to say when you look at the majority of the top ones and you see it, that makes people think, hey, this is fact. When I really think it's just myth. I think it's a myth.
You think it's a myth?
Yeah, I think it's a myth. When you really do the numbers and you was able to really calculate it, I think it's a myth. I don't think it's as widespread as people make it out to be. I really don't. I look at it when and you can name them. You start naming. You may be able to name more with white women because you see it more.
Right, right, right.
So it becomes more comfortable. You see it more on television. So it becomes more. I think they find someone that fits their image, whether it be of a lighter skin or anything. And it boils back to a topic that we had. I think on our first show when we talked about this thing is and color within color sometimes become prejudice.
Right.
So I'm telling you, I think it's a myth. I think it has been glorified. So I think some people prove it to be fact, but I really think it's a myth.
I think that I guess I got to say that. I think it could be considered as a myth. I mean, once you do the background studies on it, you look at it a little bit closer. We're talking about iconic figures. We mentioned iconic people. We said Michael Jordan. We said Reggie Bush. You know, we left out Kobe. I don't know how we left out Kobe, but let's throw him in there. We left out Kobe.
Cause Kobe bought a city and put it on a finger. Kobe bought a city and put it on a finger. And when she had that city on her finger was so swollen and stuck to the ground, she couldn't go nowhere.
But understand what Kobe was messing with when he got caught in Colorado. What was she?
I mean, but that was the norm. That's the norm for him.
Yeah, so that's the norm.
That's the norm. We're not saying there's something different. But what I'm stating, he bought a city, and the city kept her there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, in Tiger case, I'm quite sure Tiger bought a City Plus. First billionaire. First billionaire athlete.
So Tiger had 17, 18, 19. But did you see any out of all of those that were of?
No, but race? Now wait a minute. Hold on now. Now, when I talked to some black women, in the comment that I got was, we're not gonna kiss and tell. That's what they told me. We're not gonna kiss and tell because guess what? We're not gonna mess up that money flow. You call me, I'm gonna say, guess what? Who are you? I don't know Tiger. Tiger who? Is this really Tiger Woods? They're not gonna mess up the money flow. That's what black women said. They said, nah, we're not gonna kiss and tell because we want the continual residual. We don't want the short time because guess what? I take this short money, do a couple of television interviews, and guess what? 10 years down the line, I'm broke. But if I stay loyal to the game and I ride this thing out, I get more.
And I agree. I totally agree with that. That makes so much sense. But Tony, here's the reality of it. There's not many women out there like that anymore. They're not making those anymore. I think
they have to be.
No, because understand, they're seeing the shortcomings. When we look at these, we're talking about professional athletes here. You got to say that some of these white women are taking it before they're getting with these guys, in other words, before they've become professionals.
They have to, because guess what? Once I become professional, I'm more cautious.
Right.
I'm more cautious of this.
So now they're like grandfathered in on the check, and they make sure they have a couple kids, then they get all this
and we tweak
and everything, and that money is theirs, and it's theirs, and they're not.
And we tweak the prenuptial. We tweak it. They tweak the prenuptial.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Now, okay. It baffles me when I hear the prenuptial that my guy with the Lakers had. I mean, her dad, and granddad, whoever, all these guys get tickets. That baffled me. I'm like, wow, you set up a prenup like that? But I'm quite sure as they set the prenup, their coaches are figuring out already how to break the prenup. Baby, you got to have a baby. And the prenuptial at that point becomes irrelevant.
Yep. When you get that kid involved and they know it,
that's it
becomes irrelevant.
I think each kid at that time, imagine you're making $100 million.
Uh-huh.
Probably each kid is worth, what, about $200,000, $300,000 at least off $100 million? Probably more. Probably a million. I say a million.
A million.
So that means, guess what? So if I get three kids, that means my yearly income becomes $3 million on top of everything else. I think Juanita gets, I think when you look at the Nike sign, I think she owned the E.
She owned the E
at least.
Two of those letters on Nike.
The E and the K?
Gotta be.
I think they're gonna give Michael Jordan, they're still gonna give him the N and the I. I think they gave her the K and the E.
And they splitting it down the middle. Juanita is, she's outstanding. I mean, that is, Juanita is the woman. I stay away from Juanita's. I can't be around Juanita's. They're too much
now,
on that game. Game plan is too good. Too tight, baby. It's too tight for me.
Now I'm not gonna comment on that, folks. I'm not gonna touch that. I'm not gonna touch that with the 10-foot pole. But what I'm saying is, Juanita, yes, she got paid. And she got paid she heard a sign that said beep, beep, beep. And everybody was wondering, what's that? Instead of, some people like to hear the ching ching. Juanita ain't want to hear the ching ching. She want to hear the beep,
dropping
beep. Guess
out.
What that is?
Dropping
that's one
out.
Of them Brinks trucks. Backing up, packing it in, and saying, I see ya. When I see ya.
Dropping it off, I'm telling you. It's a myth that goes on and on, and I mean, we can continue talking about it and going on. It's going to continue. It's going to get bigger and bigger. In that, as these athletes get more and more media pub and more attention for the accolades and endorsements and things that they're doing, and then it gets brought to light, with some of the situations that have been recently in the news and everything. I think it's only going to get it's going to get magnified a lot more. We're coming to the end of our show here, fans. The Scout Florida Show. We want to thank you for being with us. Thank you for joining in. Like we said, be at those big time games this week in Broward. We have BA facing off against Dillard High School. And that'll be on Saturday night. And on Friday night at FIU University Stadium, we have Miami Central and Northwestern facing off. Fans, love you. Glad you checked in. Tony, what you got to say? Get us out of here.
Before we leave, I want to get a bet. Florida State, Miami. Give me your prediction.
Uh-oh.
Give me
your prediction. Florida State, Miami. Florida State, Miami. Here we go. Dun, 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 dun. That's right. I got Florida State in. It's a rivalry. So let's say Florida State by. I got Florida State by 9.
You got Florida State by 9?
Florida State by 9.
You got to be kidding me.
Nine or eight.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Can they run? Can they catch? Can they throw? Are they? And I'm going with the U. That's right. I said it. I'm going with the U. And that's what my thing is. University of Miami win this game. And we're going to close this show out, if we can, with that song. Because I'm telling you, they're going to win this. And they're playing here in Miami. Florida State isn't what they used to be. So let's not fool you with that, guys. Jimbo Fisher just taking over this program. If Zachary Harris come out playing this thing like he's supposed to, baby, you better look out. You better look out for this victory to go to the Miami Hurricanes in full effect. I'm telling you.
Chris Wink is going to go wild.
I don't see that.
He's going to go wild.
I don't see him passing on that defense. I don't.
He's going to go wild. This is a breakout game.
Remember, you got to be kidding me.
Breakout game. Chris Wink.
Here in Miami?
I mean, not Chris Winkie, I'm sorry. Why am I saying Christian Ponder? Christian Ponder.
You kind of a little bit, you know, you went back. I know you tried to pick up one of them glory years of Florida State. I know you did. That's why you went so deep. I know you did. But guess what? It's not happening this time. This is the game, I think, that Miami sets the precedent that, hey, we're back. Because this has got ACC implications on it. That it does. So I'm telling you, this is how it is, and that's where it's going.
All right, fans, thanks for joining us. We love you. We'll see you next week. Make sure you go out and watch those games. See you next week on Scout Florida Radio Show.
Peace. See ya.